There are lots of good government ideas outside the Beltway. Philip Howard is chairman of the Common Good, and he's found 20 people who have ideas to reform how government works, and he's gathered them and their ideas together for the latest Newsweek magazine. Mr. Howard, it's great to have you on the program. Thanks for being here today.
Well, nice to be with you.
Tell me how this idea came about, why you wanted to start getting these ideas from people.
Well, because, you know, people talk about fixing government, but they don't really get to the nub of the problem, which is that the law doesn't let anybody fix government. You know, if you're a governor, you show up in the state house and you find out that 80% of the budget's cast in legal concrete. And you can't change one word of it without getting a majority of the legislature to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite so high in the federal government. It's pretty high,
yeah.
You know, with entitlements and all that. And so, I think we need to change, and I'm starting a movement to do this, to change the direction of the political debate towards the need to, you know, clean out this old rusty legal infrastructure with, you know, subsidy programs from the New Deal. Do we really need to spend $3 billion subsidizing cotton farmers? I mean, it's crazy. So, and that one's really crazy because it violates free trade laws. So we're also spending $150 million to pay Brazilian cotton farmers to compensate them for the fact that we're violating the law.
Yeah. This list of 20 people that you have that are collected in Newsweek this week is fascinating to me because there are some folks that you would think would make sense that are on this list. There are people who are in government, whether it's federal government level or other government levels. But people like Mark Cuban and Vince Gill were probably my two favorites. I'm a big Vince Gill fan, but I wouldn't have expected that he would have such an eloquent take on an issue that's important for people who work for government.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, so Vince Gill makes the point that there's this law that's designed to protect rare woods. You know, and that's a good thing to do. We don't want to, you know, chop out all the rare woods around the world.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't make an exception for antique music instruments. So literally anyone who has a good guitar or violin or something from before, you know, 1960.
Uh-huh.
Now can't come in and out of the country without a huge amount of bureaucracy and red tape.
I see.
And because the law makes it illegal to carry your musical instrument back and forth if it's an old instrument and uses any of these woods. And many music instruments will use many kinds of woods. You don't even know what kind of wood's in it, you know.
Yeah.
So here you have innocent musicians traveling the world, getting caught up and having their instruments impounded and going through months of bureaucratic hell because the law is written stupidly.
What is your take on trying to get at the roots of this thicket of what you call this underbrush of regulation and so on to try to start just removing some of this stuff?
Well, I think there are two big problems, and I've written books about this too, and I've been, you know, said I'm starting a movement to call Start Over to do this. But we have to recognize that there's difference between the timeless principles of law, like the First Amendment or contract law, honor your contracts, or don't murder somebody. Those are timeless principles, right? Many of the modern laws, you know, regulatory laws and stuff, are much more complicated, and they have all these unintended effects. And these 20 people, Wendy Kopp, who started Teach for America, talks about how the requirement in No Child Left Behind of highly qualified teachers, it turns out basically to prohibit highly qualified teachers. All it does is it gives people with a graduate degree, even if they're adults, it gives them preference, and people who are brilliant and get Teacher of the Year awards but don't have a graduate degree, they get fired. Well, does that make sense? No. So it talks about how a lot of these modern laws all have unintended consequences. And so one solution there, which I suggested in my essay, is we should have an automatic sunset law so that, you know, most laws would automatically expire every 10 years unless they're reenacted. And that gives people a chance to say, hey, is this really working the way we intended, or is it actually keeping the good teachers out of the classroom?
I like the name Common Good, but maybe you should call your movement Common Sense.
Well, I wrote a book called The Death of Common Sense, which is just being reissued by Random House, so common sense is a good phrase, too.
Tell me about piquing Newsweek's interest in this. How'd you pitch it to them to get these ideas more exposure?
Well, I write a lot for the big papers and magazines. So I'm on the stump in any event. And I happened to be having dinner with the new editor of Newsweek, Tina Brown, a month and a half ago or something. And so we were talking about Newsweek and what she was going to do, and we started talking about, wouldn't it be great to have big themes in the magazines? Because magazines are having to reinvent themselves with the internet. And to me, what would be really interesting is to have magazines take a theme like this one, which is the need to fix old law, and then get 20 people like Eric Schmidt and Bill Bradley and Mike Bloomberg and all kinds of people to talk about their favorite law that they love to hate and what they would do about it. And, you know, it took no work at all to get these 20 people to sign up. These are really, you know, because everybody has a story. And so, I think we'll do another theme issue. It'll be, you know, we'll probably do something about schools and school bureaucracy and, you know, think of all the stories that come out of schools where teachers can't control the classroom and, you know, there's just tons of stories that come in. School bureaucracy, you know, it's just drowning teachers. So, you know, I think there's a lot of content here that has to do with how our society is organized, and the group that I chair, Common Good, and some of the people associated with us, including some of the people in this story, like Bill Bradley's on our board, former Senator Al Simpson, and Paul Tagliabue is helping us out, the former NFL commissioner. Those sorts of people can come together and begin to make points that the political system isn't making.
You've got a great lineup in this issue of Newsweek, and I appreciate you being on with me to talk about it. Philip Howard, chair of Common Good, thanks for being on today.